pieces are our third installment of the HALO program. HALO is an acronym for Helping Adolescents Achieve Long-Term Objectives. HALO was first created 3 years ago as a partnership between the Montgomery County Juvenile Court and K-12 Gallery. The idea was to expose youth who were court-involved to different mediums of art, and through that process, nurture certain skills that they can use in their ongoing daily life, such as problem-solving, planning, setting goals, working through mistakes, learning from those mistakes, and growing and building off of those.
These are offenders, right? The young people?
These are young people who, I wouldn't say they're bad kids. They've made some bad choices that brought them to our juvenile court. Most of them are low-level offenders who are not a risk to the community. Rather, we're trying to find community solutions to keep them in the community and to build assets and to try to help get them on track in making better choices in their lives.
And there is some sort of local artist who'll be supervising or who has supervised all this?
Yes. We start in the fall. We pretty much are on like a school year cycle. And we work with artist Scott Gibbs, who is a nationally known artist. And he is a known painter, and he is working with the kids on the Great Masters. So through exposing the kids to these different artists, such as Rembrandt, Monet, Chagall, he's processing these artists' problems with the kids. And, you know, although they are famous now, they had struggles and had to, you know, make choices and learn from their mistakes in order to produce their art. So he uses that as a parallel to what the kids are dealing with.
And you mentioned earlier that this is the third year. Do you have a way of gauging or calculating how this program has helped the young people? Has it really done what you had hoped it would do?
It absolutely has. You know, in regards to statistics and recidivism data, we really need to keep doing it for a few more years to get a clear picture of what the outcomes are. But I can tell you, since starting it, the first-year students, zero of them have been incarcerated in the Department of Youth Services. They also have not reoffended on high-level felonies. And all of the first-year kids successfully completed probation.
So what do these pieces of art look like?
We have everything ranging from Monet and Salvador Dali and Frida Kahlo to Rembrandt and Mary Cassatt and Marc Chagall, and I mean just a wide variety of great master paintings.
Brittany Long is with the Montgomery County, Ohio Juvenile Court. I'm Steve Hirschberg.